Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
BetOnline is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from MLB, golf, NBA, and NHL playoff stats. All the latest stats, news, and scores are available to you to follow your favorite teams. So get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in the action. BetOnline, where the game starts.
We're back with another episode of Sports. I wanted to go over real quick, just to get your comment real quick, just go over some of the first picks in the draft, okay? I'll give you my comments. You can give me yours. I'll get yours first. How do you see Chicago Bears with Caleb Williams?
I don't know, because I actually thought that if they kept Fields, surrounded with these players, I'm not sure that Caleb Williams can handle the pressure that has been bestowed on him now. He's got all the weapons he needs. He should be good. He's supposed to be really good. But, bro, this is a guy that was crying in his mom's lap after losing a game, not even 7 months ago. I don't know if this guy has a maturity. Plus, he's got, painted fingernails, and he's a West Coast guy. Could be a potential soy boy. I don't know. I'm assuming we'll see in the preseason, the training camp reports of whether or not he's a leader, stuff. But I wouldn't have invested what they gave to him,
Kept Jason Fields.
I don't think he's that bad. But I might be wrong. But I'm saying, if you give a serviceable quarterback that many weapons, it's like give the guy a chance, So I don't know.
So Conan, you guys discussed it last week, but there wasn't picks made. It was just like a general.
There were picks in the middle of the. Yes, we had mid-season picks right before the.
Mid-season picks.
Before the.
Yeah.
Playoff picks.
Hold on, I got to grab another book.
The playoffs aren't over yet.
Yeah, but they're almost every game is the first round games.
Yeah, but I doubt we picked any of those teams to get upset. I mean,
No. But we went over each game, the first round games, and we picked a winner in each one. I wanted to see how we did.
Right.
Caleb Williams, excellent velocity, good touch on his throws. I watched him a lot being here in the West Coast. You would think that everybody did their due diligence, and with all those fucking quarterbacks out there, from Daniels, the Knicks, the fucking Penix, to everybody else, Mays, they felt that he was the best one, and they did get a great wide receiver to go with him. I think with the ninth pick or something. Wait and see. All I've heard is good stuff about this guy. Second one is, what do you think of the Commanders getting Jaden Daniels from LSU?
I mean, they're all those quarterbacks to me are the same.
Really?
They're all the same.
So you don't think this guy will do good in the NFL?
I don't know. I'm not going to give any prognostication. I would say no.
Because was it a good pick for the Commanders? Yes
no.
or no?
I would
no.
say no. Okay, no. The reason I'm going to say no, and I think these guys are going to bust, is statistically speaking, first-round quarterbacks usually do not measure up to expectations. That's why
you're right.
I would say the guy.
You're right.
Just based on that. That's all I would say. I don't know personally, but just as a general statistical opportunity, opportunities these guys are given, usually they fail.
All right.
And that's what I would say. Like, I want rookie quarterbacks to do good. Because
right.
I play like fantasy football, and I want like right. you know, you want like a young guy to like emerge right away, like Mahomes did and stuff. You know, like
or who's the guy that did it?
Jordan
this year?
Jordan Love for Green Bay.
No, there's another guy.
Yeah, but Jordan Love got his first opportunity to.
No, the guy from you. Houston.
Oh, and C.J. Stroud. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
You want to see that. That's a good right. story. Yeah.
So there were like six quarterbacks picked. I thought all six of them were very good. Obviously, somebody's going to be a bust. The only thing
probably,
I don't like.
And probably only two of them are going to be good, and four of them are probably not going to
right.
be good.
Right.
So
right.
You have no clue which of the six is good.
Right.
You know, right. Yeah. You just hope. Right. Yeah.
And Jaden Daniels said something that had my head scratching. He said, I want to be the quarterback that amasses the most yards in history running. Well, there's somebody on Washington that thought the same way called Robert Griffin Jr. You might want to give him a call and see what he says about that.
Exactly. Right.
What do you think of this pick? Now, I saw this guy a lot because I'm a UM fan. And he was awesome, Drake May from North Carolina, who went to the Patriots.
I mean, I watched Same him thing. Play a couple of times. He's just like some of these good yeah. like football got a lot easier for pocket passers over the years in the college. These guys are just putting up good numbers. Yeah. You know?
What do you think of this fourth pick to the Arizona Cardinals, Marvin Harrison?
Stud.
Yeah, bro. You know, I think Marvin Harrison is the best wide receiver since Calvin Johnson.
He looks like a grown man out there amongst boys when he's playing.
Yeah,
college,
and he's bigger than his dad, faster than his dad, who's a Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
Let me see. Who else do we got here? My Chargers. We needed this guy, Joe Alt, who's offensive tackle for Notre Dame. I think he's like the only offensive tackle that ever started as a freshman for Notre Dame. That lets you know how badass he is.
And it seems like for like 10 years – like the Chargers' problem was offensive line.
Right.
Like every year it'd be like offensive line. It's like the issues. That's kind of weird. You know, like, but yeah.
He's a big motherfucker, bro.
Yeah.
He's like 6'9", 6'10". And he's very fast for his size. I think he had the best in the combine for any offensive lineman. And he also had like the best broad jump. Like he's athletic as fuck. And that's like Jim Harbaugh. That's how he likes to do. He's kind of like Mario Cristobal from the University of Miami. He's like a trenches first coach. And right. you saw it with Harbaugh in Stanford. You saw it with the 49ers. You saw it now when he was with Michigan. Like, they understand the most important pieces of a team after the quarterback. It's probably that offensive line. So Harbaugh is you know, he's getting protection for Herbert, you know.
Yep.
Let me see if there's anybody. Here's the only other one that I wanted to talk about. What is your views on the Atlanta Falcons pick?
I liked it.
Okay.
And let me tell you why. Because like from a draft pick position, okay, everybody could sit there and say like, you know, oh, they could have gotten late. I was like, but when your team was basically solid at quarterback
right.
for 10 years with Matt Ryan, right? The quarterback is not a thing. And then all of a sudden you don't have Matt Ryan and now all of a sudden your quarterback position is compromised.
Right.
Well, you go out and find the best available free agent quarterback. But, however, the guy is getting older and coming off an Achilles injury, right? And if you don't want to have your quarterback position compromised, because I'll say this, is like they're thinking of going to an 18-game schedule now. Okay, so assuming that, like, if you have a guy, a quarterback position, and the guy's going to play 18 games, statistically that's obviously not going to happen like 100% of the time, right? So a lot of teams, when they lose their quarterback, you know, they lose the chance at winning games. Like, it's just very – you got a shitty quarterback.
Right.
I got no problem investing in two quarterbacks because if one goes down, you don't lose anything at the position. Because over the course of time, you know, like that one extra game that might hang in the balance to win or lose because you lost because of the quarterback or won because of the quarterback – that might get you in the playoffs these days. Because remember, there was tons of teams that were in the playoff mix last year. You know? So it's like, if you want to, like I said, any position could bust. To them, he was the best available player, even though he was a quarterback. And even though we have a quarterback, let's just go out and draft this guy. He's the best available player. It could be a stud, you know?
You made the argument for me because I heard all the criticism. Oh, he wasn't worth a first-round draft choices. Why are you picking a quarterback if you already got one that you're paying like $200 million? But all the reasons you get, if he gets hurt, then what, you're shit out of luck. I have
right,
no
your
problem.
Your team's done again? The guy,
right.
I'm going to waste Drake London's good years and stuff. Right. With not having a quarterback to throw to the guy like we had last 2 years.
And not only that, bro, let me tell you something. You guys got a lot of great pieces on offense.
I know.
You're going to have a really good offense with Cousins at
which
the
fucking
wheel.
Which would be wasted if Cousins sucks or Cousins gets hurt and you don't have a backup quarterback, you know?
Right, right. And so Cousins has been known to be injury prone. A lot of people said that Penix was, but he was injury prone when he was in Indiana, when he was with Washington State, when he was with them 2 years, because I followed them a lot, you know, here on the West Coast. He never got injured, and he's got a hell of an arm. What was weird, I was looking at each team's needs, and I kept seeing that Atlanta, and you can correct me if I'm wrong because you're the big Atlanta fan I hear, that they really needed a cornerback or an inside linebacker, right?
Right.
And you picked neither your first four picks. That was very weird to me.
Well, we did get an edge rusher, though. Everybody needs edge rushers.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Are you happy with your picks?
I'm fine with it.
Okay.
I mean, I was fine with our draft was not, you know, the most important thing with us is getting Kirk Cousins.
Right.
The free agency. So the free agency was our focus, getting the guy. And it's like, okay, let's get insurance to the guy.
Right.
Let's get insurance. Let's have one of the better.
Right. Exactly. I agree. There are a lot of people criticizing that move. I agreed 100%. How many times have we seen Disco? Last year is a good example. How many quarterbacks got injured and they didn't have a good replacement?
Well, plus two, how easy is it to you go to concussion protocol?
Right.
And you're missing a week.
Right.
No, that's 1 week, and with the backup quarterback you have to play. It's like, and then you don't want to compromise your offense, you know? So I don't mind it at all. Coney, guess what?
What up?
This episode is brought to you by Manscaped. Did you know one man every hour, every day is diagnosed with testicular cancer? That's a lot, if you think about it. In fact, testicular cancer is the most common form of cancer amongst men aged 15 to 35. Now think about that. That's young men. Mm-hmm. With April being National Testicular Cancer Awareness Month, the friends over at Manscaped have partnered with the Testicular Cancer Society to help spread awareness for men's health and early cancer detection. Visit manscaped.com/TCS, capital TCS, to learn how to check yourself for early signs of cancer. And, as always, you can use promo code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. With that being in mind, you know, you can perform simple routine checks, you know, self-checks at home while enjoying Manscaped products like the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra. It makes sense, right? We use products daily to trim and maintain our boys down there. And the Lawnmower 5.0 Ultra features two interchangeable skin-safe blade heads, a standard one for taking a load off the top, and a new foil blade to go smooth and sleek. These are perfect. With dual LED spotlights, you'll achieve better visibility, making every trim more precise and hassle-free. And you don't like making a mess? Well, this thing is waterproof. You can turn the water on while you're doing the shower. Shave in the shower, in the bath, or even in, if you want to, Conan, if you want to go to the beach in San Diego and use your Manscaped, you can do that in the ocean.
That's awesome.
Absolutely. And you can bring this trimmer wherever you go. Thanks to the wireless changing capabilities and travel lock features, you can take your Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0 to AAA tapings. Isn't that great?
Yes, that's very great.
Keep it nice and shiny.
In addition to providing the right tools and solutions for comfortable, easy grooming, Manscaped is committed to raising awareness through support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer. That is why they'll be donating $50,000. Holy smokes. Boy, that's a lot. Help save lives and balls by going over to manscaped.com/TCS and sharing their funny educational check yourself video. And while you're at it, grab 20% off for free shipping with the code K100. That's K100. K100. Because like a famous American philosopher once said, take care of your chicken, your balls, and your mentals. That's Manscaped, manscaped.com/K100.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product. You know, we highly recommend it for everybody. We have a lot of the boys in the business that use it. We use it ourselves. And the great thing about this product is they're talking about for your pubic hair and all that. You can use it under your arms. You can use it on your legs, on your chest, on your back, on your head, on your face. So this new one that they just came out with, the Lawnmower 5.0, is incredible. Gets a really good shave. I use it every day. And the great thing, it comes with a nice leather bag, not some cheap plastic bag. It comes with some nice briefs, the most comfortable briefs I've ever tried on. It's just an incredible thing, you know, so...
And don't forget the Crop Reviver, you know. The warmer months are coming up, so you got to get that Crop Reviver going on. the crop preserver, get all your sprays and moisturizers going on.
Yeah, Joe used to suffer from swamp ass, but he doesn't anymore because of this crop preserver.
Right.
So,
and as you can see, Friday or Thursday, you know, we were there together. I smelled terrific. Remember you said you smelled pretty
good? I want to make a plea.
So get yourself smelling good. They've got fragrances. They've got deodorants. Keep your beard trimmed. Keep your shit trimmed downstairs. Keep your hair trimmed. Smell nice. We got deodorant. Got the crop preserver. We take care of you 360. Boom. Check it out at Manscaped. Were you able to find our picks, Joe?
Yes, I consulted at the massive K100 archives. I even listened to the segment as quickly as I could.
Right.
Uh-huh. You guys didn't do it formally like you do. Disco named two teams from each conference, and you named one. So that's right. What we got. Okay, so Disco, and I quote, said he can't see anybody doing anything except for the Celtics, except maybe the Knicks in the East.
Right.
This is at the All-Star.
Right? He's right.
And then in the West, he named dropped the Clippers and the Thunder.
Well, the Thunders are in, and the Clippers are tied 2-2.
Yeah, they're done.
And Conan, you...
I was assuming Kawhi was going to be like a playoff guy this year. He's hurt still, so...
Yeah. What did I pick?
You went into depth about the strong roster of the Celtics. You picked the Celtics in the East and the Clippers in the West.
I picked the Clippers, no, Denver.
No, you did not.
No, you picked, no, I'm telling you.
Denver.
Do you want to replay the... You want to play...
Yes. Yeah, let me get it. Yep.
Yeah, go ahead and play it. Bro, this will be two red cards for you for misinformation in 2 weeks.
Okay, well, let me hear it, and then I'll admit it. I have no problem saying I was wrong.
I know you do have a problem saying you were wrong, because you're saying...
No, I don't. No, I don't.
But you are right now.
Because I may be misremembering. I'm saying, let me hear it.
Misremembering is wrong.
Okay, well, let me hear it. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. All right, so let's go over these. Oh, by the way, can we ban Holder from the Discord?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Joe, did you see... Holder is challenging Jed Frankfurter for a fight at the FHW Arena.
Why?
Because he's... Joe, what's going on with
let
that?
Let me... Okay, I think I know
that,
what it is. Let me see if I know what it is. I think Holder is, and Mike Durbin are Team Palestine, and Frankfurter is Team Israel. And I think that's where everything's coming from.
Maybe. I want to make a point. Did you
what
know?
What team are you, Joe?
Oh, I'm not going to discuss that publicly.
Play. Do you have the clip, Joe?
Yeah. If this doesn't work, I can get it. I can get it to play on here. But
Conley, which is a fucking beast. They got a good bench. That's a good young team. But the Clippers, man. You know, let me just say one thing about Harden, who to me, he's one of the greatest shooters of all time, but plays absolutely no D. When he was in Houston, he's revived himself. And you got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. That's a good squad. That's a good...
No, when Kawhi's healthy.
That's, yeah. Because yeah. The metrics, when he plays...
That's basically...
Yeah, so you're wrong. So apologize to the fans.
Bro, let's send that to me, because I want to hear the whole thing. I know I picked Denver. There's no way I picked Clippers over Denver. Send me the whole thing.
Yeah, I'll send it to
you. So, pending red card.
Pending red card, yeah.
All right, so these series should be wrapping up soon. But of course, Denver took care of the Lakers. No surprises.
So I was reading that LeBron wants to go to a fourth team so he can be the first person in history to win championships with four teams. But I've also heard the Lakers talk about nepotism, that I also heard the Lakers are willing to draft Bronny if Bron stays, okay? Whoa. It's almost like, have you ever seen Giannis? His brother's on the team for the Bucks, but never plays. Basketball's turning into wrestling, where everybody hooks up their friends. You know how in wrestling, it's like the wrestling buddy system? Like, yeah, this guy's my friend, so I'm going to get him a job, and he's going to work in my angle also. That's like basketball turning into now.
Well, you're a better one for nepotism.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you could probably count on five fingers the amount of good games Austin Rivers had in his career. Seriously, right? You know, like some miracle game, he had 30 points and 5 points. Right. But the guy was just a straight up bum. And he would get played. He would get played too.
Didn't he play for his dad?
He had 25 minutes of game sometimes there. I'm like, what the? This guy stinks. Like, Jesus Christ.
There's something that's going on in Philly here where there's a higher percentage of Knicks fans at the building than Sixers fans. That's very surprising to me.
Wait, tonight?
It's been going on. Yeah, tonight I think...
No. Do you hear what they did?
They
had the owner bought tickets.
They went over. They took over the Wells Fargo Center.
That's true.
They were chanting dirty shit all the time. They were.
It's great.
Listen to this. You love this one, yeah. Bro. You will love this one. There's a statue of Wilt Chamberlain, and they put a Knicks jersey on him.
Oh, god damn.
Yeah.
That's sacrilege.
It's like almost like the pro. They're like doing the protest. Yeah,
and Embiid was pissed. He goes, "We need more people showing up and supporting us," which is true.
Yeah.
And the next
Philly fans, which is surprising because Philly fans are notorious for fighting the other.
Yeah,
teams.
Yeah, but the Knicks came in and took over.
But the Knicks rolled up in numbers.
Yeah, they did.
Sometimes I go to
the San Diego Charger games,
yeah.
And even though I'm a Raider fan, but I'm in San Diego and. You'd feel intimidated by the Raider fans because they come in numbers, bro. And they come like, yeah, ready to go.
There's a clip of a girl,
right?
Okay, she's in her Dallas Cowboys outfit, walking from the parking lot through the sea of Philadelphia fans of the game and just recording everybody cussing her and
boo!
Kids giving her the finger.
I can't give the finger right now, but I like that.
Yeah.
It should be hostile enemy territory where the other team's fans are scared to show up and support their team in your building.
But anytime I've been to a game in Philly and it's been, Mets fans or, Cowboys or the Rangers, anybody, it's like, yeah, you fuck with them during the game, they fuck with you back. But that's it. It's all in good fun. Somebody will send a round of beers, you'll fucking shake hands after the game, whatever. You're not supposed to fight. It's not that serious. You're supposed to have fun with it, but you don't need to fight or throw beers at a family with kids and shit. It's fucking stupid.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
We have some great news.
All right.
The Legacy Test Stack and the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack are back in stock for LegacySubs.com. And I'm sure our boy Nick Aldis, who ruptured a biceps tendon, is going to be stacking up on the Legacy Test Stack and the Ultimate Test Stack to rehabilitate his injury. Do you think he might be doing that?
For sure.
Well, this product has been proven to be so popular, the Legacy has been out of stock for almost a month. So if you've been on the fence about trying their best-selling stack for safety and naturally optimize your testosterone levels, don't hesitate. The modern world is full of harmful chemicals that lower your testosterone, and the best way to fight back is to make sure you're naturally stimulating your body's own natural testosterone production at all times. Healthy testosterone levels account for more strength and more energy, that's obvious. Also, a healthier sex drive and better sleep. A lot of people probably didn't know that. So invest in your health and performance now and order the Legacy Ultimate Test Stack at LegacySubs.com. And remember to use the code K100. It's the number one discount code used for LegacySubs.com to get a 10% discount and support the show. That's LegacySubs.com. Level up with Legacy. All of our friends, if they get it, don't forget, reorder if you're running out. And for all our newbies that are listening to this, we've got great testimonials from our followers that have been using this. They've been losing weight, feeling better, getting more muscular. It's great products there by our boy Nick Aldis and LegacySubs.com.
Right. And there's a reason why this is their best-selling thing. We've been doing business with them for 3 years. The Test X9 is like an optimizer. So like he said, it helps with libido. It helps with your energy levels. It helps with your workouts. I mean, testosterone. That's why guys over 40 years old are just running to get the TRT therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because right. It works. So we use these products ourselves. You can't go wrong with them. So get healthy, stay healthy with Legacy Subs. Boom. Bro, let me tell you, who's a mess? Disco?
Who?
Because what they did, they went into that win now, fuck the future type thing, was Phoenix. Bro, they got swept in the first round.
Mm.
Did you see that right at the end of the game when Ant Edwards put that fucking dunk on them? It was like a statement dunk.
Oh, yeah.
Or, bro.
Right.
And yeah. Not only that, their roster is going to be expensive. They don't have, listen to this, they don't have a first round pick. From next year to 2030.
Yeah, they're done. And then, bro, plus they stacked the team with no physical players.
They
got bullied in the playoff by a good defensive team with tough guys like Rudy Gobert and Edwards. Bro, they're all somebody was saying this, like we're literally seeing this season the changing of the guard where all the new cats are taking over the playoffs and all the old cats are just getting, like, there's no LeBron, there's no Curry, there's no Durant. I guess you could consider, you know, Luka's kind of a new school guy, but like, but bro, like there's no old school guys. They're all gone now, you know?
Yeah. It's,
or they're hanging on by a thread.
Yeah. It's Luka's, Tatum, Brown, Jay Morant, Shea Gilchrist, whatever.
Yeah. Shea Gilchrist Alexander.
Halliburton.
Next, we'll be pretty clear on the matchups for next week because we only know one matchup so far.
Bro, let me tell you something. What a player, and we play them a lot because we're in the same division. Tyrese Maxey's turned out to be.
Yes.
He's fucking super, super talented. Yes. Remember when Reggie Miller had those like 8 points in like 10 seconds?
Yes, the Knicks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bro, this guy had like 7 points in 17 seconds in that last game, and he made those two big fucking long three-pointers. Did you see that at the end?
No.
Yeah, Maxey's a fucking beast, bro. He just is a beast, and he's unstoppable. Him and Wembanyama and Brunson and Moran and all those guys. Your boy Trae Young. Those are all the young cats now.
And that bet I mentioned yesterday was not successful.
Interesting.
Remember
we told you wouldn't be.
No. You guys were both for it, or Disco at least was like, yeah, that makes sense.
No, because you said he had fouled. Remember, he had.
Oh yeah, but I bet before the game started.
Yeah. Like I said before, poor Trout, he's hurt again. My boy Sale has been looking good for you guys with Atlanta, 3 straight wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Dodgers are too much, bro. Can you believe Betts is number one for the batting title?
I'll be very honest with you. I've not been paying attention to baseball while the playoffs have been going on.
Okay.
But when the playoffs start subsiding, I get more interested in baseball.
Here's big news. Here's big news. Boxing.
Yeah.
So Ryan Garcia tested positive.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, for performance enhancing drug, and which is called Ostarine, which I've heard of before.
Mm-hmm.
And that VADA test they have, which is like the best testing system now in boxing and MMA. Mm-hmm. So now he's got 10 days to appeal, and they also said that he got caught with this thing called 19
supposedly right. That's not been confirmed.
Right. It has not been confirmed. And he says that he showed a bottle of ashwagandha root, which he says is the herbal medicine. And he wrote, my bad, I should have not taken this. Uh-huh. So that's big news right there.
Ostarine, hang on, I had it, is a selective androgen receptor modulator that attaches to proteins in the body and effectively tells muscles to grow, used to aid performance, build muscle mass, and enhance fellas.
Yeah. Well, dude,
it's been banned since 2008. And real quick, DI, this Amir Khan was banned for 2 years after testing positive for it. So,
okay, because here's the problem is that these guys have enough money. It's up to your manager and your trainer. Okay. Anything you put in your body at this level, when your professional athlete gets tested, you need to test and make sure, take it to a doctor, take whatever before you start taking it. There's just no excuse. Like, these guys have the money to, like, for nutritionists, people and stuff, for them to make sure that somebody, you know, bro, that they're just taking stuff because they're immature.
Let me just say something. So he's been trolling the fans that are on him because you can imagine all the Devin Haney fans are all cheaters, steroid use, whatever. And he's been trolling him back because, as you know, he's a big shit talker. Mm-hmm. But he did bring up a good point. This is what he said. It's the weirdest shit ever. Supposedly they had it already. Then they release it after I win. In other words, he'd already been tested positive before winning up in the ring. Right. Why'd they let him go up is what he's saying. Right. He goes, supposedly they had it already. Then they release it after I win. It makes no sense. I tested the day of the fight. All of a sudden it came out. Bullshit, bro. Somebody's paying somebody. This is definitely fake news. If they had this information, they should have released it before the fight went down. Because why would you let a cheater step into the ring, right? All of a sudden I win. And then you release it. Seems kind of fishy to me. I know in my heart of hearts I didn't cheat, so I'm going to keep trolling this shit. This shit is fucking hilarious. At the end of the day, I'm definitely innocent. So, then he goes off on everybody. Hey, you can suck my dick, all you motherfuckers, blah, blah, blah. So that's big news right there, because if they do catch him positive for that, black eye for him, money he's losing, you know, and probably will get their victory.
Let me ask you guys, if you're in that position, or say, for example, and this is the one I pulled up to get some info, Brock Lesnar, UFC 200, his purse was $2.5 million with his cut of the buys. It looks like he made like 8.5 back then, right? Now he got popped on a drug test, and he got fined $250,000 and suspended a year. But he made $8 million. I'm saying, would you guys, they fucked the drug test. I'm getting this amount of salary. It's worth the risk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Every time you would just, my question did not interest the eye.
I don't, you know. I'll just say, like, these guys, you're taking a risk in this risk assessment. So I wouldn't risk what these guys are risking, you know? So I don't know. You have any good comments, Tony? We can talk more about hockey next week because both of our teams are playing before.
Right.
You want to talk any UFC 301?
No, it's so boring. Nobody's talking about it. Yeah, horrible. Everybody's talking about how like nobody's going to buy this. They don't know any of the guys.
301, Joe.
Yeah.
Who's on there? Let me see. Because
read these fights.
Yeah, I'm going to put it up. I'll put it up on the screen for you.
Yeah.
Let me get the
Kazoo. Is that big enough?
Yeah, you're going to have to get the Kazoo. Okay, you ready, Conan?
Right.
Okay, we got Alex Pantoja against Steve Ursok. That's the main event.
Who?
Steve Ursok.
I don't know the second guy. This is what you want us to get, Joe? This is what you want us to talk about?
I didn't know if you guys were curious about any of the fights.
This is what you want to talk about.
What fight did you think we'd be curious of?
Victor Petrino and Anthony Smith.
Why?
That's like, because Petrino's a hot young up and comer, and you know, let's see if he can get over the veteran.
I'm not watching this card. I am interested in see if Aldo.
There's
Aldo could beat that guy maybe, but this
Martinez, is, yeah,
this is no zero.
It's in Brazil, and the Brazilian fighters traditionally all lose whenever they fight in their hometown. So, from a betting opportunity, this might be something you can bet on.
If you got any questions, comments, opinions, what we just talked about, or sports in general, please send them to k100questions@gmail.com. Boom. I like you. I like turtles.
Hang on. Let me get some. My shake.
All right. Shake, shake, shake. Booty. Disco, shake your booty. Shake it, disco.
Friends of John, Jonathan, you're looking good. Jonathan just got an awesome.
I like turtles.
All right. You're great, Bombie. Good time.
How great is that?
Waterfront Village open.
I wish you would have said nothing. I like turtles. Nothing.
Yeah, that would have been great. I like turtles. I like in the ESPN when they're showing like a sports thing and all of a sudden they throw that. I like turtles.
I like turtles. The kid's great.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.